Right, welcome everybody to another episode of Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, and my co-host and very good friend is Dave.
Hey there, Chris, and hello to our listeners out there. Welcome to Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. We are covering Love Island UK Season 10, Episodes 25 and 26, Chris. Now, Chris, it's good to be back. Where would you like to start today?
Well, I am wearing the smuggest smile ever, Dave. Ever. Mr. 1% Reality Radar over here.
Fuck off, you're straight in there with that.
He's delivered again. But we'll talk about that later, Dave. Let's talk about that later, because I don't want to, you know, jump too far ahead. But let's just say that watching the episodes last night, there was a wry smile and people were acknowledging the Reality Radar is back. Joe called me in the last episode, Dave, about saying we've not heard anything of it. I don't need to throw out wild predictions because it is always 100% accurate, Dave. So we'll talk about that later. Anyway, Dave, let's talk about Mitch. Mitch having a word with Katie, giving her the old, you know, basically backstabbing Zach and throwing all sorts of shit out there. Whispering, it's like, you're on a fucking TV show. We can see what you're saying, Mitch. And I think this has exposed Mitch as he's pretending to be this good guy who tells it straight, and he's not. He's just a snaky desperado who is doing everything he can to stay in the villa. So I thought that was proper shady what he did to Zach there, Dave.
Yeah, I'm sure he thinks that of himself. You know, he's just up front with people. But he's one of the biggest fucking snakes we've seen in here. And like that conversation he's having with Katie, he's basically, you know, telling her she shouldn't be closed off to all the other boys. But basically he's saying to me, really, is what he's really saying. And then talking about this, you know, Zach had said it was a dry chat with her, basically throwing Zach under the bus. He's just an absolute snake because he's going to Zach. He's like, oh, yeah, you're my boy, you know, and you're my best mate in here and whatever. He's just a fucking dick, Chris. And I think I've come out the other side now where I've found him funny. And there are moments because he's just so ridiculous. But I think he's irritating me more now because, I mean, Zach kind of pulled him up. But I thought Zach was really quite level and calm about it, and he's giving Mitch the benefit of the doubt, but I really don't think he should be.
No, and you're right, the first one, you know, Mitch sort of said, yeah, I did say that, but he didn't say everything. And then later on when he spoke to Katie and he found out what he'd actually said, I like the way Zach, you know, I've not been a big fan of that, but when he went back to him and he's like, what are you doing? Like, what the fuck are you doing? And then, like, Mitch again has to do one of these, like apology things. He goes, I've only got your best interests, bro. And I'm like, no, you haven't. You're just a fucking dick. And I thought the way Zach did it was actually right. He was just like, no, you're fucking wrong. And I just love that because that's what a friend would say. You just go, what the fuck? Why have you done that? Why have you done that? And he couldn't understand it. And Mitch's fucking reasoning again, like you say, so annoying, Dave, but just a snaky fucker. However, the Katie situation, I do want to talk about later because it's fucking bullshit, all that anyway. But yeah, just what a snaky little fucker. And he's not called Messy Mitch for nothing, is he? Let's be honest. Yeah. He gets involved in everything. If someone's having a bit of beef, he's the guy, the shoulder to cry on, the fucking first person to pull him for a chat, doesn't matter who it is. Any of the girls are in a little bit of disarray in there, you know, Love Island relationship. He's the first one to go over there with a bit of advice. I did love Whitney a few episodes ago. I know I said it on the show when she just went, fucking mess. No, I can't deal with you fucking coming over now. Like you've got my best interest because I just know you haven't. So yeah, he's just a bit of a bellend. And like you said on the last episode we were on, Dave, and you said, like, why is he still in there? How has he got this far? And nobody's really pulled him up on it. But they all know when this happened and Zach's telling some of the guys, they're just like, well, it's fucking Mitch, isn't it? So he's obviously just doing this all fucking day long. Yeah. We're just seeing a little snippet of his fucking manipulation.
I think they kind of know it, but they just tolerate him. And I think they probably don't know quite to the level that he's doing it at as well. Like, you know, just these little things come out. And It's what we always see, isn't it? Like you say, when we see a conversation happen, but then when they're describing it to someone else, it's always watered down and spun in a way that they want it to be spun.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I think, I don't know, the Twitter game seems to be in the graveyard, doesn't it? But, you know, there'll be some comeuppance. Maybe it'll be movie night or something like that for Mitch. Actually, I almost hope for Mitch's sake he's fucking dumped from the island by then. But, Chris, it's clear that, you know, whenever producers like someone, they get a free pass, basically. So,
wow.
You know, Mitch has had a zero fucking connection with anyone for longer than two fucking days. Yeah, he's still in there. And he's made it to Casa Amor. So I think it's ridiculous. And you know, out of everyone, he's probably there wanting to fill his boots because he's like, well, you know, all the girls will want to get a free pass into the villa. So he's going to have a connection with someone. But again, as soon as they're back in the villa, they won't give a shit about him.
No, 100%. He is going to be like a dog with two dicks in there, and he's going to be fucking all over all the girls, everything. He's definitely coupling up with somebody, no matter who it is. But Dave, I'll tell you what I wanted to talk about as well, which I found really interesting. And again, is it editing? Are we not seeing stuff? But this whole thing where like Ty and Sammy are against Scott and Catherine I've not seen anything. Look, but Scott did talk to a few girls, but it's fucking Love Island. How Ty and Sammy can even stand there on the moral high ground after them basically flaking all the time? I mean, Sammy is, I just do not like Sammy at all, Dave. What a Bella. Ty's done it to Ella loads of time. Now apparently now he's you know, he's closed off. He's now this fucking voice of reason. He's fucked her about for nearly 4 weeks. And they're having a go at Scott. And Scott's like, I don't know what's going on. I did not see this. This must be somewhere off camera that they've not included in the show. Because when he went at him, Scott, I was like, he's acting like an adult. And Catherine, he backed Catherine completely. I thought he was just bad. And then Sammy was the last one. Well, yeah, you've talked to her. You've talked. I'm going, are you fucking for real? Look in the mirror, you fucking... Gonna say something.
You James Blunt.
Yeah, you. I was gonna say that. I was actually gonna say you fucking turkey teeth bellend, but he's just such a prick. He should fuck off back to the 90s with his haircut, Dave. What an absolute wanker Sammy is. And Ty didn't come off good in that at all. I didn't understand why he was just going at Scott. I don't know what's going on there. And it was like that's made Scott and Catherine better together. I'd question Scott, you know, we said that ourselves, but leave them be. They're not doing anything. I don't understand. I couldn't understand that, Dave. And it really pissed me off that Sammy seemed to be like, by the end of it, trying to be like judge, jury, and execution. And it's like, you can fuck off, mate. Honestly, absolute dick.
Yeah, it was really strange, wasn't it? And I thought Ty and Sammy, I can't really separate them on this particular issue. I thought they were both just being massive bellends. It felt disrespectful as well, you know. I mean, part of me thinks, what the fuck has it got to do with you? But again, it's Love Island, isn't it? So it's great for the drama.
Yeah, it is.
But, I don't know. It just seemed weird. It definitely felt like double standards. And they're questioning, oh, so because you talked to a few girls... but now you're with Catherine, you're kind of settling. You're not really into Catherine, are you? That's how it came across to me. It's like, what, Catherine's not fucking good enough for him or something? Is that what you're saying? It was really fucking uncomfortable, that whole dialogue. And I think I appreciated Scott getting everyone round the fire pit. I mean, my gut reaction, if I'd have been there, would have probably been to think like, who the fuck do you think you are? Bertie fucking big bollocks. You're not my Ajama. Fuck off. But, if I'm honest, I probably wouldn't have done that myself. I'd have probably just fucking sulked and, you know, or maybe had to go one-to-one or something. But to get everyone together and then they all had it out and stuff, they all said their piece, I just think Ty and Sammy look ridiculous, to be honest.
Yeah, that's so what I mean.
I think it worked out well. You know, he handled it well, Scott. And like you say, hopefully they can, you know, put that to bed now and then, you know, go from strength to strength.
Yeah, and you're right. And off the back of it, obviously, there was this dust up between Cady and Whitney with Zach. But it was like, I want to talk about Cady, Dave. So the reason I was being Mr. Smug Reality Radar, you know, at the start is because everything's gone to plan and everything is so obvious that the producers, again, you know, it's been great, this series. This has been a really enjoyable series. We've had loads to talk about. There's loads of shit going on. And I think what Joe said is right in the last episode is basically nobody likes each other really, but they know they've got to stay together to stay in the villa. But Cady has been a plant from day dot. I stick to that. I said it from the get-go. She's obviously getting paid. She's obviously got a boyfriend on the outside because she wouldn't kiss Zach. We looked like she put the quilt over her head the other day. Don't know whether that was a bit of a fake thing or not. Didn't really show whether they were kissing or not. She didn't want to kiss any of the guys in the kissing game, which is too obvious. And then now what we know is about to happen was bullshit. So when she was kicking off with Whitney, I was like, I don't really think you've got anything to say because Zach has tried to get with you. And you've messed him about. He talked to Whitney. There was a bit of a connection there. They had a bit of a flirt. Nothing serious. It's Love Island. She's gone off plenty of times. Look at when Mitchell fucking was giving her like this advice about Zach. Would Zach not have turned around and said, well, you're talking to fucking Mitchell there? It's the same thing. So I don't understand why she was just inserting herself in something that had nothing to do with her. And I thought the way it all transpired, I was like, this just looks so fake. And the fact that... Cady's there. She's not going to get with anyone in there, Dave. I'll be absolutely amazed if she does. She, for me, she stands out a lot. I know she's 27 and there's a couple of people around her age in there, but she doesn't seem to fit in, if that makes sense. And the fact that she's gone in as a bomb, I know Joe said it, but she's right, is she's done fuck all. I mean, Adam Collard come in and he was worried about, but all he said afterwards was, well, I got a new gym out of it and it proved me image. He got a bit more money. I don't understand what the benefit of taking her in there because she's offered nothing in there, Dave, at all. And it's almost as if she's gone in. And I said to you, I don't remember from the second series properly. I just remember I didn't really hate her or anything at the time, but a lot of people were saying she was dead fucking whiny and moaning and all this. Whereas with this, it does feel as if she feels she's better than everyone. Like, because she's had this platform and she's got a bit of a profile, which really, let's be honest, she's a fucking Z-lister at best, Dave. If there was anything past the Z, she'd be in there, like most reality TV stars. So she's a nobody, but she seems to think she's better. So I don't get it. There's fuck all between her and Zach. When we see Casa Amor with the 100% reality radar, and we know who's coming in, exactly, we know how this is going to play out. It's so obvious what's going to happen now, Dave. So I've ranted a little bit, Dave, but I just don't understand the benefit of having her in there when it's all fake. And the producers have, you may as well call this Towie now, the only way is Essex, because this is just, this whole Cady thing is so set up now more than I've ever seen. I'll be honest with you.
She does stand out a bit. She does have that air that kind of she's a little bit better than everyone else in there.
Yeah, you know?
She's done it before. So, you know, you guys are just playing at this, but I'm the fucking master. You know, I've done this before. I've got it. I just think that where it came across as particularly fake was, you know, after the whole thing with Scott gathering everyone around the fire pit, and then they go off, and then she starts having a go at Whitney. It's like, oh, I didn't even know there was a you and Zach until today, and then started fucking Towie crying. It's like, oh, fucking hell, talk about forced drama. It's just shocking. And I was like, oh, do I take this as fully scripted? Because it has gone pretty much to script, hasn't it? You know, so Cady comes in, she chooses Zach, you know, to split up Zach and Molly. And then, of course, we'll come back to that. But then there's not really anything there, but she's really trying to force it like there is something there. But if I did take it at face value, I was trying to figure this out in my head, like, because she was having to go at Zach for basically having a conversation with Whitney. I mean, I don't think he's been particularly over the top. He's not been Mitching it. You know, he's not been like fully putting it out on the table. So, you know, Zach's a bit more reserved, you know, a bit more held back than that. And she was saying, oh, I just want to be in the loop. And I was trying to think, well, if they hadn't had much, Zach and Whitney hadn't spoken that much before. And then they started to beak, and then they found, oh, you know what? There might be something here. I think Katie was arguing that, like, she should have been in the loop on that conversation, you know? And it's like, but they didn't know there was anything there until they started talking like that. So how could he inform you and keep you in the loop on that before they really knew something was there? Yeah. I don't know. Do you just edge your bets and say, look, I'm going to talk to everyone, by the way. I know we're coupled up, but I am going to talk to everyone apart from you, who I'm coupled up with, and then just to see if there's anything there potentially.
Yeah, it makes sense, does it? Don't make sense at all. It's just weird. But Dave, come on now, Dave. Let's talk about this. Now, you seem to be taking a little bit of credit for the Reality Radar prediction. We talked about... So, first of all, we have Neo going, don't we? Does the greatest fucking miming we've ever seen, Dave. Let's be honest. fucking terrible. And then I did like what they did, though, to introduce Casa properly. So he takes the girls off, doesn't he, after they've done all this dancing. And I love the fake bullshit. It's Neo. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because you've obviously got every one of his songs on your playlist there on Spotify. You know,
oh, I fucking know him well, Chris.
Exactly, Dave. Yeah, exactly. I know all his fucking songs. So anyway, and this is where we're both showing our age now, because I can feel an email coming already saying fucking middle-aged grumpy bastards. But I was just, he's so fake. Oh, this has made my fucking day, made my life, apparently, because he's gone in the villa. Okay, he's miming to his fucking record. Let's be honest. However, the way he took him off to Casa was great. I did say to Sam, and Sam did spot it straight away. As soon as he took up someone, he's taking him to Casa, and I was like, what? Mm. And I didn't see that. So I was completely oblivious, and she was right. And then when he put him in the car and he's talking, and it was so scripted what he was saying, you know, and they went off and all that. But then you see the lads run out, don't you? They leg it out. And then the next minute, they must have just turned them lights on, because I hope to God them lights have only just gone on. Mitch is like, what? They're over there. You know, it's like, fuck off. So hopefully they did do that in real time, and then the lights come on, because it does play into the narrative. It just looked really fake. It was like fucking E.T. or someone was going to fly over the top with fucking what's he called, the kid, Elliot. Fucking
Elliot.
Bullshit, you know what I mean? But I did like that. I must admit, I did like it. And the girls talking, the guys talking, and someone's like, yeah, this is it. You know, Mitch is fucking well happy now. But then, Dave, we get the introduction to the guys, first of all. And then we see the guys come in. You're some good looking guys. And you're thinking, in my head, all I'm thinking is, who's the one who does his little VT and we never see him again? So I'm going with the lad from Manchester, Samuel, I think it is. He looks, you know, he's got another 90s haircut. Maybe him and Sammy will be good mates. But then we see the girls, Dave. And then we get, and guess who's back? She's only been gone about 3 fucking days. I even said when she went on the after sun, I went, she's going in, isn't she, again? And then we had the little rumour that she'd got back on a plane, didn't we? And here's Molly. What they do, she's going to come in. Zach is going to put his undenying love towards her. He's going to forget about Katie. They're back together by fucking Sunday's episode, Dave. Jobs are good. And Katie goes, I'm off. See you later. She takes her 100 grand fucking finder's fee that she's getting paid for bullshit in this show. And we're all like, well, that's it. Molly's a plant, Dave. I'm sticking to it. What a load of bullshit that is. I've got to say, like you said, producer's favourite. And my God, is she getting a second chance? And she'll go on now till the final. Absolute bollocks that.
Can you imagine Mitch? Mitch is good. You know, I think they've missed a trick here. They should have introduced her on day 2 so that we could see double Mitch going around like a fucking dog with 2 dicks. But what I'm puzzled about, Chris, is you seem to be fucking throwing this 1% thing as if I didn't predict it as well. We said as soon as she was evicted, you said there's something off here. I think we both said for about a second we were surprised, a little bit shocked. But then you're thinking, nah, there's something off here. She's not gone. She'll be back at some point. You know, they'll figure out a way to get her back in. And then you're like, oh, it's fucking the Reality Radar.
How
1% a day was saying that she'll never fucking. She's got 1% chance of coming in.
Fuck you off. Said 10% chance when I said it the other day. You said there's a 10% chance because I said she's 100% coming back in and Casa. And you were like, "That's I'll give you a 10% chance." So I'm taking it as a victory, Dave. I've even had people thanking me across all of our social media platforms saying, "We bow down." Somebody said, "Chris, I cannot believe you've done it again, Dave." The reality radar is a thing, my friend. I was, you know, what I was going to do. I was going to put my reality radar T-shirt on and get Sam to shoot me from the back, and then just turn round and smile, dead smuggling, just point at the fucking sign. But I thought, no, that would just be petty. Let me just give it Dave on the podcast instead.
Well, I don't know. I can't remember that bit. I just remember at the eviction time. When she was dumped.
You did
from
say
the
it.
Island.
You're right. You did say it though about coming back in. You felt it was.
But it was. I think the thing that threw me a bit was the fact that she was on After Sun.
Yeah.
Clever. It was like, maybe she is off then. But then it still felt off. You're still waiting for something to happen. And it's they don't do a great job of really surprising us ever, do they?
No, and you're right, because Katie's whole interaction with Zach was so obvious that Molly's going back in for me. Like I say, the kissing or lack of, the way she's really standoffish, she doesn't want to be with the guy. So it's like, she doesn't want to be there. So it's like they've told her what's going to happen and this is what we're going to do. And I think Molly's in on it as well. She is now because she's going back in. But I think from the get-go, Molly's been in on it. The fact that we both talked about in a VT was, I've been so lucky. I've been to the Love Island Villa in New York. I've been to the one in South Africa. It's like, you're obviously going to be a contestant or something. You know, it's bollocks. It's just so... It's a shame, really, because you're right. That shock factor of her going, exactly what you said, was a minute of us going, and then all of a sudden going, hang on a fucking minute. We smell a fucking rat. And there is more than one fucking rat we're smelling now, Dave, because it's all come to fruition, exactly what we predicted. And it's such a shame they do this. I don't understand the producers. They must see the backlash, because as soon as it finished the episode last night, I went straight online and everyone's going, fuck it. Everyone was saying plant, production plant, production plant. Mm. That's all you were getting on tweets, Dave, all the time. This is bullshit. I'm turning off. It's Molly Island now and all this they were saying. Honestly, there was loads of negative stuff. There was no real people buying into going, oh, what's going to happen now between Zach and Katie? Everyone's just going, oh, fucking what they do. So she's going to feel like she owns Love Island now, Molly, because she's been given this second chance. No one else will be in this series, Dave.
Yeah, and you think about all the people as well who've come along and like, was it a couple of seasons ago someone got booted off after day one or something?
The girl did.
You get people who come in and they don't really have a chance, and it's just it fucking stinks, to be honest. And I don't think it's been as obvious that the strings that are there to be pulled, I don't think it's been as obvious with anything else. I mean, we know that the producers obviously give them pep talks and stuff and like strategize with them, or you know, think you should do this or think you should do that off camera. So it's not, you know, you're not just watching them completely, in isolation and working off their own steam. But the fact that, like you say, Katie isn't really that much into Zach, it's quite obvious, but she's been given that brief to go and fuck with them. So to create this thing that is then going to be, you know, create all this drama with fucking Molly coming back in. It's like, fucking hell, you're working really hard here to make us give a shit about this thing. But I think because it's so obvious, people can't get invested. Now, I think it makes you question everything else, doesn't it? Because that's when it's obvious. You can see the strings being pulled. But, you know, what else is... you know, just a storyline. It's like fucking wrestling, isn't it? You know, the physical wrestling is real, isn't it? You know, the athleticism and everything, but it's all predetermined. So, it's bullshit, Chris.
It's almost like when you watch an adult movie, Dave. There's always a storyline. Are you interested in it? Not really, but there's a storyline. Anyway...
You know, Oh, no, I'm not going to say what I was going to say. I'll tell you after. I'm going to, because it sounds worse if I don't tell you now. So I'm just trying to see. So through our kind of comics and VHS group, we had one of our good friends, Math, and he's a milkman. And he was telling a story. And he was asking some of the female contingent, you know, should I have done something different here? Because he's out there at like 1 o'clock in the morning delivering milk and stuff. And then there was a group, and there was a few lads and a girl apparently, and they were being a bit leery and whatever. And he's just out there sober as a judge, fucking delivering milk. And he said they didn't seem to be up to anything, but like a bit later, the lads are like, you know, a few hundred yards down the road or whatever, and she comes up to him and says, "Do you need a hand?" And his question was, you know, does he think she was signaling that she was in danger or something? You know, should he have done something? Should he have invited her into the milkman or something? Well, you know what, Chris, where does your mind go with that? I mean, fair play to him. He was thinking, oh, you know, maybe it was a cry for help or something. But girl comes up to you at 1 o'clock in the morning. Do you need a hand? That's not quite where my mind went.
Dave, me and you have watched too many of these movies, because that's the thing where my mind went. That's what I was thinking. But anyway, Dave, I've got... that's a great story. I've got a reality radar prediction, my friend, and I'm going to go on record with this one, okay? And this is my prediction. As you know, I never get it wrong. Mr. Smug is back today. However, there has been a rather upsetting time in the force, Dave. There has been, what does he say? There has been
a disturbance in the force.
Disturbance in the force, Dave. So, one of the greatest couples ever to be on Love Island, Dave, part of the 1% Club, have just announced that they split up. Now, Dave, would it not be unusual if one of them ended up in the villa this series? So the reality radar is predicting that Ekin-Su or Davide will pop up in this series, my friend. There you go. There's the latest bit of reality radar. If this one comes in, come and see me for your lottery tickets. That's all I'm going to say. I'll give you your numbers.
Oh, right. That's completely unique to you, and not half the fucking people on social media have been predicting that one. You really stretched yourself there.
Your negativity is ruining my vibe.
I think it is very plausible. I mean, in the timing is... impeccable. Almost impeccable, isn't it? You know, yeah. So I think the chances of one of them, I mean, I'd almost say, Chris, there's a possibility that both of them could turn up.
Mitch and Tina from Australia, they did it, didn't they? The other one, yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And I do think that with some of the things, like they kind of use the Australian one as a little bit of a experimentation ground. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all if they, like I said, one or both of them turned up.
That comes in, you are going to delete me. You're going to be like, fuck off. Right, anyway, Dave, we've had a couple of emails. So Karim's emailed. He's been hot this season as well with the emails. So great email. He's put, hey, Chris and Dave, Katie's ego is bruised and it shows. I watched the original season quite recently, so I have more of a fresher memory of her. But she always seems to think she's above everyone. She's not been with Zach for more than 5 minutes and she's already losing her marbles. She isn't even interested in him. I also think she views Whitney as a threat, exactly like how she saw Tina as a threat in season 2 when she took Scott on a date. Tyreek and some of the other islanders' obsession with Catherine and Scott is quite odd. If Scott was moving shady, then it would have 100% been shown by the producers. Ty just loves being a wind-up. I feel like Ty and some of the other guys dislike Scott because he doesn't really fit into the whole bro culture bullshit. It seems like Ty and Scott will be going at it in the tomorrow's episode, so I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, fingers crossed, Casa does its thing. So, no, I think you're not far wrong. Now, pretty much what we'd said today, Dave, as well. A great email. This is a new email, Dave, from a good friend. Our Tonka has emailed in. What a great name, Dave. Remember Mike Bassett? Great name,
Tonka. Tonka. What a legend.
Yeah, great name. Hey, Chris and Dave, I agree with Joe. What makes this season interesting is that no one seems to have a real romantic interest in anyone. Although Molly wasn't the most likable, her departure was quite harsh. Personally, I believe it would have been more captivating if she had stayed single and vulnerable, as it would have allowed us to witness how would Zach move and behave in that situation with Molly being there, as he initially seemed very happy and content being coupled up with Katie. Tyreek is unquestionably often awful with Ella, yet his antics make me laugh and the way he hypes up Zach saying, "You're the big Zachariah." However, I must admit there's a part of me that thinks he might be onto something with this observation about Scott, so completely different to what Cameron said, Dave. Mitchell is undoubtedly the epitome of dishonest and desperation, constantly manipulating conversations to suit his own agenda. Anyway, thanks a lot, Tonka. So, yeah, completely different to that, but it's great how people see it, Dave, isn't it, on the show. I love that when we all watch it and come to different conclusions. So, yeah, no, great emails, and thanks a lot again for them, guys.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And yeah, look, it's all opinion-based, isn't it? And because it's not kind of, you know, binary, it's not one or zero, you know, a lot of the time. It's human interaction, a lot of it. So it does mean you can see things differently. And I think your own experiences in life, I think, so someone like Mitch, like I think we both said it in the past, we've both known, you know, people like that, who are the snaky fuckers. So we could tell from not quite day one, but very, very early on, he was a bit of a snake. But it's what keeps me coming back to this show, Chris.
Because they're all bastards, yeah. I'm with you. So big thank you to everyone. A big thanks to you, mate. And thanks to Joe as well, covering the other day. It was a great episode. We do appreciate you coming on, Joe, even if you did tell us both off. I did message her and say Reality Radar and then put a smirky face, Dave. She's like, yes, okay. Anyways, if you want to email us, guys, cdrealitycast@gmail.com. Follow us on social media at cdrealitycast. As always, please get over to Facebook, Chris and Dave's Reality TV Cast. The race to 700 friends over there is growing by the episode. So thank you. And thanks to everyone who's joined recently. We do appreciate everyone coming in. And if you are after any of the show links and you're outside the UK, then we do post them on the page, Charlene, and that they do post them on there, so you can find any episode that you've missed or you want to catch up on as well, which is great stuff. So if you do want to support us, guys, get over to patreon.com/CD Reality Cast. So today's roll call of honor is Amanda, Larissa, Helen, Alex, Macy, Nicola, Emma, Fiona, Cassie, Megan, Kate, Maggie, Kristen, Zoe, Gillian, Keith, Helen, Brianna, Chloe, Noreen, Joanna, Libby, Katie, Dee Dee, Susan, Tracy, Lauren, Lucky Lulu Green, and Kent Gustafson. So thank you so much, guys, for all your support. Amazing stuff, amazing stuff. So another week, Dave, in the bag. We are getting there, my friend. We're almost halfway.
I know, it's gone quite quickly, actually. It is a good season. I was saying about the setup, the scripted parts and stuff, but, you know, it is still entertaining. So, yeah, roll on Casa Amor, Chris.
Let's do it.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir. Thanks to all our listeners out there. Thanks to all our supporters. And we'll speak to you next time.
Bye.